I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up now with Allie Burlow. And this time, since it's finally spring, Allie goes foraging for one of the season's first wild offerings.
My friend Cindy Kane invited me over for lunch. She was going to make watercress soup and wanted to make sure I brought my boots. Because first we had to go foraging, get a bit wet and muddy, and then go back to her kitchen to cook. We go to an undisclosed location on Martha's Vineyard. Cindy hands me a canvas tote and a pair of scissors, and I follow her long strides to a bend in the path where she gets right to it. Watercress is one of those plants that to me is both hardy and delicate. It thrives in cold, shallow, moving water, and I crave it, especially after a long, dark winter. It's lush and alive.
It has that arugula kind of bitterness.
Cindy goes foraging once a week if the watercress is abundant, and she fills her tote about three-quarters full. She's careful to take only what she'll eat.
Wow, look at this, Allie. Nice bunch.
Beautiful.
Oh, this is the spot.
It's calm by the stream. It's green and mossy. Birds are everywhere. And the water where the watercress grows, it looks so clean.
I'm getting greedy now. Let's go.
Once we're back in her kitchen in Vineyard Haven, Cindy runs to the sink to wash all the watercress as soon as we get in. She'll store what she doesn't use for lunch in plastic bags in the fridge, where it'll keep for the week. Her usual go-to with watercress is to cook it fast and hot in a big stainless pan, like a wok.
I saute it with garlic, like Chinatown. You know, in Chinatown, you get a big plate of watercress with tons of garlic and oil, you know, circling the plate. That's how I like it.
There's an honor among foragers when someone takes you to their secret spot. It's an understanding that you won't go telling the world about where it is or announce it on social media. And you harvest responsibly. It also means you'll probably learn new ways to cook what you collect beyond those dainty little watercress white bread tea sandwiches, the ones with the crusts cut off. I never did get those. When Cindy brought along another friend to her secret spot, she ended up discovering a new recipe.
She was just so impressed and appreciated so much being able to pick her own food. And then she took a whole bunch home. She told me that she made a watercress velouté, which I had no idea what it was. I had to look it up. It's just soup.
I've been blending the watercress that I forage into plain yogurt with a chilled green tea for a light, fresh smoothie. It's also good on BLTs instead of the lettuce. Or I finally chop it and fold it into soft scrambled eggs with some goat cheese and garlic. To make the soup, Cindy chops up the watercress, then adds bunches of it to shallots simmering in the pot, adding salt and pepper along the way to taste.
It just looks so good, doesn't it? Look how big and robust, and look how, you know, those nice leafy stems.
Once it's wilted, she adds peeled and chopped russet potatoes and some stock. Cindy brings it all to a boil, then reduces it to cook until the potatoes are knife tender. Then it's blended in the stock pot with an immersion blender.
The best part, tasting.
How do you like it?
It's good. Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to cut some chives from the garden and sprinkle that in. It gives it an edge that I think it needs.
While Cindy is in her garden getting the chives, I think about something she said when we were out by the stream, that when things feel overwhelming to her, it's the simple pleasures that'll make her feel better, like being in the watercress patch and feeding her family and friends. It's nourishing, and sometimes that's just all you need.
Whenever I come home from a trip, I love to just stand here and chop stuff. It's the kind of thing that says welcome home, wherever you've been. Okay.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
We've got that recipe for watercress soup and some photos right on our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening, and remember, take good care of your secret foraging spots.